Listening comprehension. A dozen years ago, in his delightful puzzle game Shakespeare in Love, Tom Stoppard wove an enjoyable, knowledgeable comedy around the Elizabethan theatre and the writing of Romeo and Juliet. Anonymous is an inferior, witless equivalent, a tasteless costume drama at the service of the theory that Edward de Vere, Earl of Oxford, was the real author of Shakespeare's work, a foolish thesis largely associated with an early 20th century Tyneside clergyman with the glorious name of John Thomas Looney. As argued in the film, Oxford, played by Rhys Ivins, was the illegitimate son of Queen Elizabeth. Their incestuous relationship produced a son, the Earl of Southampton, and Oxford then used Shakespeare as a front to put on his plays, both as an outlet for his literary yearnings and as a weapon against the Cecil family, who were powerful members of the royal court. To give conviction to this baseless scenario, Shakespeare has to be presented as a drunken, illiterate, womanizing clown. And it's sad, to say the least, that influential actors like Vanessa Redgrave, who plays Elizabeth, Derek Jacobi, who more or less repeats his chorus from Branagh's Henry V, and Mark Rylance should lend their support to such disorder, especially one that is being exploited by the literary equivalents of intelligent design fanatics. No one who has read James Shapiro's masterly Contested Will could believe that Bacon, Oxford, Marlowe, or anyone other than the man from Stratford wrote the works of Shakespeare. The American screenwriter John Orloff may have called his inspirational muse, but unfortunately he's been deaf to what she had to say. So his film would hardly pass muster as a sixth-form end-of-term romp. Anonymous is the work of a German director and was made at Babelsberg, the Berlin studio taken over by the Nazis in 1933. This reminded me of Leslie Howard's great Second World War comedy thriller, Pimpernel Smith, in which one of Hitler's ideological henchmen claims that Shakespeare was really a German. And Howard's Smith retorts, "But you'll have to admit, the English translations are rather good."